Robert, explain to me, just go through the timeline. Americans, like the rest of us, we would have first heard about this when the president made that statement. We're going back, what, 4.5 hours ago now. Then what was the immediate reaction? Because you're there in Washington and the White House seems to be a focus for people wanting to gather for this.
Well, a lot of people, of course, were pointing to the fact that President Obama was at this White House correspondents' dinner on Saturday night, where he was joking and joshing with White House correspondents. A lot of people saying, how could he have been so relaxed when he was potentially sitting on such an enormous piece of information? Well, it appears that everything went down and the confirmation only came back on Sunday itself. So that was only when he felt that he could make it clear. But we understand that this now stretched back not only over months, but over years. And I think what the White House are trying to do now is they're trying to own this information right from the moment of the inauguration. That they are saying that in 2009, just after the inauguration, he instructed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the capture of Osama bin Laden an absolute priority. And after that, there were several national security briefings, many of which he chaired. Now, Fox, we understand our sister station, are saying that Osama was buried at sea at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, roughly. So that would be 7 in the morning in the UK, that Osama was buried at sea. This is just in from our Fox News, our sister station here in the US. That is confirmed with a US official.